There's certainly something particularly fascinating about the ascension of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It highlights the potential perfection of man. That's why I wanted to do this painting, which might be a little difficult because it's hard to paint with only a mouse, but I'll try anyway. We have a hadith which tell us that contemplation is greater than prayer. Painting is something that gives me the opportunity to really contemplate, whether it's with a paintbrush on a canvas or a mouse and a computer screen. And the Mi'raj or the night ascension is definitely something worth contemplating about. You do so much to try and gain more in a worldly sense. Sometimes you just get absorbed in this worldly life. But then when you put all that aside, you realize that there's so much more worth struggling for. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that salah is the miraj of the believer. Now there's a kind of peace that washes over a believer when he prays. Anyway, so I'm drawing Masjid al-Aqsa here. In the book Miraj, the Night Ascension, Mullah Faith al-Kashani writes, "Thus the miraj journey of the Prophet of Allah was from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, the Bayt al-Muqaddas. This trip, meaning the Miraj of the Noble Prophet, took place at night." In the Holy Quran, it says, "In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, by the declining star, your companion is not in error, nor has he gone astray. He does not speak out of his own desire. It is a revelation which has been revealed to him and taught to him by the Great Mighty One, the Strong One, who appeared on the uppermost horizon. He then came nearer and nearer until he was as close to him as the distance of two bows or even less. He revealed to Allah's servant whatever he wanted. His heart did not lie to him about what his eyes had seen. Will you then argue with him about what he saw? He certainly saw him during his other ascent to the lote tree near which is paradise. When the tree was covered with a covering, Muhammad's eyes did not deceive him, nor did they lead him to falsehood. He certainly saw the greatest signs of the existence of his Lord."